Gas prices in Arizona are nearly 50 cents higher than the national average, according to AAA, hovering at almost $4.60 for a gallon of regular unleaded. And that, along with an increase in marketing, including during the Super Bowl, has led to more consumer demand for electric vehicles. My next guest has been compiling some of that data, including the finding that SUV owners are more open to having electric or hybrid versions of their vehicles than they are to downsizing to a smaller gas-powered car. Ed Kim is president and chief analyst of Auto Pacific, an automotive research and consulting firm. And Ed, with gas prices high and lots of ads for EVs, is the interest people may have in them matched by their purchases?
Well, the funny thing is, it's really hard to say right now. And the reason is because of these really nasty supply issues that the entire automotive industry is experiencing. Right now, if you're in the market for a vehicle, whether you're looking for a gasoline-powered vehicle, a hybrid, or an electric one, chances are you're going to have a pretty difficult time to find one just because there aren't a whole lot of vehicles out there to buy because of these unfortunate supply chain issues.
Are the parts or the issues that the EV industry is facing, are they the same as sort of the traditional automotive industry?
They are the same issues. The biggest bottleneck at this point in time is semiconductor chips. And, you know, just about every vehicle in the marketplace today, whether it's powered by gasoline, whether it's powered by diesel, whether it's a hybrid or whether it's a pure electric vehicle, vehicles are just filled with chips. And that does mean that, you know, while we have absolutely measured increasing demand for pure electric vehicles, right now it's simply a supply chain issue that prevents a lot of people who may want to get one right now from actually driving out of the showroom with one.
Well, so at the risk of sounding crass, because obviously high gas prices have a lot of negative consequences for a lot of folks, is this shaping up to be a real missed opportunity for the electric vehicle industry?
Well, longer term, no. I think that, you know, eventually once these supply chain issues are eased, the industry will get back on track. And I think the increased demand that we're seeing for electric vehicles will be reflected in sales. But right now, I guess there is maybe something of a missed opportunity in the sense that, according to some very, very recent survey data from Auto Pacific, 25% of our fuel price impact study respondents told us within the last couple of weeks in our latest survey that factors directly related to the conflict in Ukraine make them more likely to consider an EV for the next vehicle. So, you know, that's a quarter of our respondents saying, yes, you know, this situation in Ukraine is terrible, and that's making me more likely to consider going electric.
How does the EV industry try to maybe keep those folks who are interested right now interested into the future? Like, let's say gas prices go down, for example, or the situation in Ukraine, hopefully at some point in the not too distant future, calms down and, you know, things are somewhat relatively quote unquote normal. How does the EV industry try to keep those folks who are interested now interested then?
Well, certainly there is a lot of continued marketing of electric vehicles. You know, even if there is a supply issue, as we're seeing, the marketing efforts from automakers who are building electric vehicles hasn't eased up. But I think the main factor, however, in maintaining consumer interest in EVs really relates back to this fuel price impact study that we do. You know, we've been doing this fuel price impact study for, you know, over a decade and a half. It's a bi-monthly survey where we interview a panel of vehicle owners and get their attitudes about fuel prices and how that might impact their future purchase decisions. And what our data has shown us is that over the last couple of years, we've actually seen a pretty sharp increase in EV demand. And the reason for that is because there have been more EV models coming into the marketplace.
So understanding that, as you say, there are many, many more models, many more brands of EVs coming on the market. I'm curious, when you look at various factors that people consider, which they seem to put more stock in, on the pro side, as we've talked about, pro EVs, gas prices are high. Electric vehicles obviously don't need gas. On the con side, we keep hearing about range anxiety, things like people maybe not being confident they can get where they're going or take long road trips without getting stranded because there aren't charging stations nearby or they're not sure that they'll be able to get access to a charging station. Does one of those seem to hold more sway among consumers and potential consumers than the other?
Well, the range anxiety thing is very real. If you think about the average person in an average car, which of course is powered by gasoline, they're just used to going about their daily business. There's a routine, you drive for a week or two, you run out of gas, you spend 10 minutes tops at the gas station to fill the car up, and then off you go again. Cars tend to just kind of fit into people's daily lives, and it's very much a part of their daily routine. So anything that kind of upends routine can be very challenging to consumers. Owning an electric vehicle can and does require a shift in thinking and a shift in your daily habits. And, while it is absolutely true that for many people, you can just charge at home overnight, plug in the car and, before you go to bed, just like you would your phone and wake up to a full charge, that is very, very convenient, but it's not necessarily applicable to every potential EV consumer. One of the biggest hurdles to mainstream EV adoption is not actually the cars themselves, but getting more and more public charging infrastructure out there.
Well, so in terms of the timing of this then, given, as you say, that interest and demand right now is high, but supply is relatively low, is this the time for the deployment of more public charging stations and more maybe just general charging stations so that by the time the EVs are available and assuming that demand and interest stay high, maybe the range anxiety issue will be less of a concern for potential consumers?
I would agree with that. There absolutely needs to be, continued deployment of EV charging infrastructure. In fact, I would argue that it really needs to be put into afterburner mode. I mean, get this stuff out there in order for electric vehicles to be able to really complete that equation for consumers. The electric vehicles that are here and that are coming are really compelling, really compelling vehicles. But you need a charging infrastructure to support those. And you're really not going to get the mainstream consumer on board until that public charging infrastructure is really widespread and out there so that people don't have to worry about this range anxiety. I think that's going to be very important. If I may add one comment to that, one of the challenges of public charging infrastructure is that it's frankly pretty hard to make money off it. And there's not a whole lot of margin involved. So, this is an area where I think the federal and state and local governments can and should have a significant role in the deployment of this infrastructure.
All right. That is Ed Kim, President and Chief Analyst with Auto Pacific. Ed, thanks for the conversation. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.